After months of construction and a weekend of frantic unpacking, the new Encore Academy campus is open. At an open house, families peer into bright, spacious classrooms. Each has a shock of color, green, yellow, or purple. Neighbors come by too, like a woman who introduces herself as Gloria.
Just Gloria.
And says she's lived in the neighborhood for 45 years. For most of that time, this building housed Shaw Elementary School.
Well, all my kids went here. All of them went here. They were late every day and I'm across the street.
She watched the building sit vacant after Hurricane Katrina, and neighborhood kids travel far away for school.
Them children was going all over, catching a bus at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's too dangerous, so we needed this. I'm so glad it came back as a school, and I love the improvements.
There's a chance it might have been something else. Shaw was one of the school board's surplus properties, buildings it doesn't need anymore. The board can sell those to private developers. The former Noka building, for example, became condos. But charter schools get first dibs before the buildings go up for public auction. Terry Smith is Encore's founder and school leader.
When I walked in, I was in here 5 minutes and I knew this was the right space for us.
Encore had been open a few years, but didn't have a permanent home. It had shared a building with another school uptown. It tried to take over that space, but got passed over for another, more established charter network. So Smith toured surplus schools, empty warehouses, even an old dry cleaner, until she found the right fit.
You could see the terrazzo floors were still here, the Art Deco railings, and then to walk into the first floor and see all that space and imagine how you could turn that into wonderfully large and colorful classrooms for kindergarten and pre-K. I just knew that that was it.
Encore paid $135,000 for the building, but Smith's vision still had to wait. She knew it made more financial sense to renovate the building, storm damaged but structurally sound. But raising money proved tough.
Everybody thought it was a great idea, and a lot of local banks said, yeah, we want to talk to you about that, but nobody was willing to take the risk. And it is a risk if you don't have a history of academic success and enrollment success. Organizations really don't want to put $7 million into a project.
So Encore sold the building to Charter School Development Corps, based in Washington, D.C. It's a national nonprofit that finances school facilities. Encore currently leases the building from the nonprofit, but hopes to buy it back. Construction started in April, and students moved in last week.
Families that had signed on with us way back in the spring of 2012, and when they came through the building and the tears were shared by everybody. And they were tears of joy, for sure.
Fourth grader Tashana loves the new building.
The school clean, fresh, and it's not a hot mess.
One feature she likes, the brand new playground. Not all schools have to find their own space like Encore did. Most charters are assigned a building by the state. It's only brand new schools under the local school board that have to do their own real estate deal. Terry Smith has some advice about that.
I would tell them to hire their own project manager, because you cannot run a school and be a project manager. It's just too hard to do that.
That lesson could come in handy soon. Two other charters, Homer A. Plessy and Lycée Français, bought empty school buildings this fall. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.